Blog Talk Radio.
They took your fan from you and left you there grieving. Put bands on you with no time for bereavement. Ran scams on you, took away your achievements. But your baby still stand for you, though they lock us down in the precinct. Shot us down, 8 shots in the back, still hanging from the trees. That was just recent. They pillaged our land, left you there bleeding. Murdered your baby and left you there screaming. Divided your substance and gave it to the heathen. Said that we unfair, but they continue cheating. Said that we faithless, but they not believing. I am Zion, but they still deceiving. I gotta prove, but they don't need a reason. But y'all strength, there's no competing. Zion is restored, the holy season. Sadiq sacrifices, the time of feasting. Yahakol, loosed our chains, it's time for releasing. Loosed our chains, it's time for releasing. Deliver us soon, Babylon is over. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city, the city of David, the holy city. Har Zion, the holy city. Yerushalayim is the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is holy. Yah is righteous. And that Yahweh is magnified. I give all praise and honor to the Creator, the Elohim of our Father, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel, who has brought us through another week, even until this sixth day. So I praise Yah. Now, hallelujah. And I also praise Yah for once again allowing us the room to do another program of Nothing But the Truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. But if for some reason you become suspicious of anything that I'm saying, just give us a call. We'll discuss 919-931-6216. And who is this Yah that allowed me to bring you this truth? Well, Yah, he is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in it. He is. Yah is the Elohim of our Father, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel. Yah is our King, he is our Savior, and he is our Lord. Not just Israel, but of the world. My name is Moray Yeshaya Israel, located here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Bond Street. And I come to you, my beautiful brothers and sisters in Shimon. Today, we're going to bring to you and discuss with you something that Yahweh said he was well pleased about. And if Yahweh is well pleased, then of course, his host, his ministers, his people, and all things under his dominion, which is everything, should also be pleased. And let me show you what Yah is well pleased about. And you'll find it in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, we're going to read the 21st verse. And this is what it says.
Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake.
Yeah, Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake.
He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
He will magnify the law. Since he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake, he will magnify the law and make it honorable. And undoubtedly, there's a lot of dishonor going on. So much dishonor going on. This is what the Most High let us know in the 16th verse. And watch the various things that Yahweh said his servant would do in his name. Isaiah 42:16.
And I will bring the blind by a way that they do not.
You're going to bring the blind by a way that they do not.
I will lead them in paths that they have not known.
And lead them in paths that they have not known, because they know these other paths. They have done nothing. All the paths that they have betrayed, people are still dishonoring the Sabbath. People are still making whores out of the daughters of Zion. People are still lying, cheating, robbing, stealing, false swearing. All these things are still going on. So Yahweh said, I will bring them blind by where they do not. I will lead them in prayer. They have not known that we meet these paths because the paths we done been down ain't been nothing.
I will make darkness light before them.
I will make darkness light before them.
And crooked things straight.
And he's going to make the crooked things straight.
These things will I do unto them and not forsake them.
And so we need these things now. And Yahweh will do it because Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. And since he is so pleased with his righteousness' sake, then it seems befitting that we must learn Yahweh's righteousness. Now, I know as you're listening to me today, you probably think you already know his righteousness. Well, if you already know it, I wonder why Yahweh told us this in the book of Isaiah 56. Since this is already known, then why did Yahweh say this? This don't even make sense if it's already known. And watch what it says.
Thus saith Yahweh.
Thus is Yah.
Keep ye judgment.
Keep ye judgment.
And do justice.
Uh-huh.
For my salvation is near to come.
My salvation is near to come. We got many people teaching already that salvation has already come. Somebody has already died for our sin. Somebody already has paid the price. But here's talking about the salvation is near to come. And I already know those who believe that somebody else and somebody already paid the price for us, that's just a lie. That's not the truth. That's what your enemies want you to believe. But it is not the truth. And it is not out of the mouth of Yah. Nor is it his word. But this is out of his mouth. And it says again, for my salvation is near to come.
And my righteousness to be revealed.
I thought we already knew his righteousness. So why do his righteousness have to be revealed? I thought we already knew. And let me tell you what Yahweh has to say about anything that must be revealed. In the book of Amos, down there. And then you'll get a great idea of what we're discussing. Well, let me just tell you, so you'll know, and you can write it right down. We're talking about God's salvation that he said it's near to come. We got people teaching it already came. And we also discussing the righteousness of Yah that is yet to be revealed. And I thought everybody knew about his righteousness. At least everybody had like they know about his righteousness. But he said it is yet to be revealed. In the book of Amos, the 7th chapter, and make that Amos the 3rd chapter. I said 7th chapter, but it's Amos the 3rd chapter, and we're going to read the 7th verse so we can get right to it.
Surely Yahweh will do nothing.
Surely Yahweh will do absolutely nothing.
But he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
In other words, Yahweh will do nothing until he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And why? Because Yah wants you informed first. And why? Yah don't want you to say you already knew. Like he's saying right now, well, I already know his righteousness. Well, if you already know his righteousness, then who did he reveal it to? Since he will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Who did he reveal it to? Since you already know. And since you already know, what is the righteousness of Yah? What is it? These are the things that we're going to discuss. Because Yahweh said that salvation is to come and his righteousness is to be revealed. And why with his righteousness, why must it be revealed? Because Yahweh said he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. And since he is so pleased, he said he will magnify the bow and make it honor. Which is his mercy to us, because that's what we want. We want to know his righteousness so that we can be righteous. So we want it revealed. But we know anything revealed. Everything that's revealed, all revelation comes from Yah. All of them. They all come from Yah. And Yah said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants the prophets. See the correlation? Well, if you don't, by the end, you will see it if you turn to the book of Jeremiah, the fourth chapter. Because I want you to see the significance of the righteousness of Yah. Show you why Yah is so pleased, so well pleased. In the book of Jeremiah, the fourth chapter. This is what it says, starting at the first verse, and watch what it says.
If thou wilt return, O Yisrael, saith Yahweh, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove.
In other words, Yahweh wants you to return unto him. But the only way you can return unto him, you have to put away the abomination out of this night. This is why we brought to you yesterday the various things Yahweh blessed and sanctified. So you can understand, in order for you to be blessed and sanctified, that were things that you had to do. And we brought that to you yesterday. So, for instance, how can you call yourself blessed and sanctified and you don't even keep the Sabbath day? And the Sabbath day was the very first thing Yahweh blessed and sanctified. That don't make sense. And here, we got people teaching against the Sabbath day. We got people defiling the Sabbath day. We have people going on the Sabbath day to various classes to tell them that they can't keep the Sabbath day. That makes sense. And furthermore, we brought to you the fact that the second thing that Yahweh blessed and sanctified was his prophet. And why? Well, who do you think has his word? It's the prophet. People, they don't even know who a prophet is. You ask them today, well, there was prophets in the past, there will be prophets in the future. Well, who are prophets today? They don't know. I don't know a prophet. Because you don't even believe in a prophet. Yahweh said, believe in God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophet, and you shall prosper. Furthermore, the third thing that we brought to you to let you know what Yahweh had blessed and sanctified was his words. For if nobody, the scripture says, speak the law at his mouth, at the priest's mouth. And we want to know a priest. We're trying to speak the law at the mouth of a priest. Scripture says there was a long season without the true element being the true, a teaching priest, and without the law. I can assure you, the only reason you will have a law is because of the teaching priest. And I'm here to tell you, and we're about to show you today, you only think you have things that you think is the law. Yahweh will make the crooked things straight. And watch what he said. Continue reading. Second verse.
And thou shalt swear.
And thou shalt swear.
Yahweh liveth in truth.
Yahweh liveth in truth.
In judgment.
In judgment.
And in righteousness.
And in righteousness.
And the nations shall bless themselves in him. And in him shall they glory.
And in him shall they glory, because they shall come to the realization. Once they put away all their abominations, and not only the nations have put away all their abominations, but Israel has put away all their abominations. And why would the nations put away all their abominations when Israel has put away all their abominations? And you know who's telling the truth. You're eating what you want to eat. You're doing what you want to do. You're profaning the Sabbath. You're profaning every holy thing that Yahweh has given us. Especially, and most importantly, his words. But it is Yahweh that lives in truth. He lives in judgment and in righteousness. So what is this righteousness that Yahweh lives in? Well, it's the same righteousness that Yahweh said he will reveal. And it's the same righteousness that he said he is well pleased for. And we're going to search this thing out together so that we can know what this is. Because undoubtedly, Yahweh would have never said if salvation was yet to come and his righteousness to be revealed if everybody already knew it. Furthermore, in the book of Jeremiah 9 chapter, talking about and discussing where to come and his righteousness be revealed. What I've said before is many people already teaching. They already say they already have salvation. And so they say salvation is good enough. It's not wrong. Either what we're reading in the Word of God is true. And everybody believe that, or they're telling the truth, and what we believe in the world is not a lie. Well, I'm going with Yah. I believe Yah is telling the truth. I believe in Yah. You can believe what you want to believe, and I believe in Yah. And this is what it says in the book of Jeremiah 9 chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 23rd verse.
Thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.
Yeah, that's what God do. He wants you. Whatever you're going to understand about him and whatever you're going to know this, that he is Yahweh, which exercises kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. That's what he wants you to know. And this is why he wants you to know.
For in these things I delight, saith Yahweh.
Because in these things he delights in. And who don't want to delight in Yahweh? But who? Who don't want to do the things that Yahweh delights in? But a fool. But the wicked. And let me tell you one of the things that Yahweh delights in. The Sabbath day. So you know, if you don't delight in the Sabbath day, as a matter of fact, if you don't even call the Sabbath day delight, make no mistake about it, I already know you got to be wicked. Because you delight in going against something that Yahweh delights in. And Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. And this must be part of his righteousness. So anything opposite of Yahweh's righteousness got to be with you. See how that works? And watch further what the Most High has to say concerning his righteousness. Because it will be revealed. And his salvation is ready to come. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there is no salvation without righteousness. I repeat, there is no salvation without righteousness. Just so you can see, I'm telling you the truth. Go to the book of Genesis. And I want you to look at Genesis the 6th chapter. And I want you to start reading at the 5th verse.
And Elohim saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented Yahweh that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart, at his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man from whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh.
These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations.
Look, when it says these are the generations of Noah, Noah was a just man. In other words, what they're actually saying is Noah was a righteous man. He was a righteous man. And the reason why he was spared is because Yahweh is righteousness in him. Because if Yahweh didn't see righteousness in him, then you best believe he wasn't even spared. Because there is no salvation unless there's righteousness. And if you still don't believe I'm telling you the truth, go to the book of Genesis, the 19th chapter. Then you're going to understand why this righteousness must be revealed. And make that Genesis, the 18th chapter, and we're going to start reading the 23rd verse.
And Abraham drew near and said, Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
No, I'm not going to have this. This don't make no kind of sense. You're going to destroy this whole city? What if there's 50 righteous in that city? You're going to destroy the whole city? And you're going to treat the righteous as if they're wicked and destroy everybody? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? This be far from you. And here it is. There's a whole religion will have us to believe that Yahweh will kill the righteous for the wicked, and that the righteous will be as the wicked. No, brothers and sisters, that be far from Yahweh. Yahweh will never kill the righteous for the wicked. And you got brothers that call themselves Israelites going around teaching another man can die for another man's sin. What kind of sense is that? That's a total contradiction of the word of Yah. But here it is. It didn't make sense to me. And it don't make sense to Abraham. And watch further what he said.
And Yahweh said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes.
That's what Yahweh said. Yahweh said, if I find 50 righteous in this city, I will spare the whole place. That's how much Yahweh loves the righteous, because Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. Well pleased. And since he's so pleased, he's going to magnify the law and make an honor, even if you don't even deserve it. He's going to do it because he's well pleased for his righteousness' sake. Yahweh lives in truth, in judgment, in righteousness. That's where he lives. And the three things Yahweh said he delights in is loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. That's why he exercised it in the earth. He said, these are things that I delight in. So Yahweh will do a whole lot for righteousness. So don't let nobody trick you and make you think otherwise. And I repeat, there is no salvation unless there's righteousness. And Yahweh is always looking for the righteous. He's always looking for the righteousness in you. And of course, if he don't see it, he's going to reveal it so that you can take hold to it. But Yahweh, just like anything else, Yahweh will take you to the well, water. And at the end of the day, you have to drink. Now, if you choose not to drink the water, that's on you. Yahweh provided it for you, but he's not going to make you drink. That's up to you. So what is this righteousness that has to be revealed? What is the salvation that is near to come? Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 51st chapter, Isaiah 51. I just wanted you to see there is no salvation unless Yah the righteousness. And of course, Sodom and Gomorrah, Yahweh left and he needed to see. and he got all the way down to 10, he didn't need to be. So what did he do? He brought the righteous out. And it was only a famine. And they escaped. Because Yahweh would never be charged with killing the righteous with the wicked or for the wicked or because of the wicked. But Yahweh will spare the wicked for the righteous. In the book of Isaiah 51, and I want you to start reading at the fourth verse.
Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people.
This is where it is. We live in judgment. So he's going to let it rest for a light unto the people. We brought you what this light is all about. And we told you what it represents and what it's used for. Then it says,
my righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth.
Yeah, his salvation is gone forth, but his righteousness is near. And what is his righteousness that has to be revealed? This righteousness is so near to come, and this salvation that has gone forth.
And mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arms shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness.
Ye that know righteousness, hearken unto me.
The people in whose heart is my law, fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their reviling.
Yes, so this is one of the signs. The Almighty said, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. Because if you know righteousness, you don't know God. In whose heart is my law. Because there is no way you can have Yahweh's law in your heart and not know righteousness. If you got his law in your heart, and let me tell you, most people don't. Why do you think people tailbearing against one another? Why do you think people slander one another? Why do you think people lying against one another? Why do you think people murdering, hating on one another? We live in a time in our own community where it is the most divided that has ever been on earth. There is no time where our community has ever been this divided. The black community is so divided, blacks don't even want to live in a black community. That's how divided our community is. So I already know the law definitely couldn't be in your heart. And if the law was not in your heart, then how can you know righteousness? And I'm going to show you what Yahweh said one must do until righteousness is revealed. Well, read that last verse.
For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation.
Yeah, his righteousness is forever. His salvation from generation to generation. In other words, there's not a time where we could not be saved. There's not a time where his righteousness could not be seize upon. It is your sin. It is your iniquity that has separated you from your Elohim. And if you get that corrected, if you root that out, His righteousness is right there for you to grab upon. And listen, brothers and sisters, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe nothing that I'm saying. Because there's going to come a time where Yahweh will make the perfect thing straight. And let me tell you, when He do that, He's going to discover and show the people who you really are. Each and every one of you. He's going to show you exactly who you are. So right now, you can hide. But you can't run. But that day is coming. And watch what God will say. What you should be doing until the day that He revealed His righteousness. And watch what He said in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, the very first verse.
Gather yourselves together, yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired.
And why? Why do He want you to gather yourself together? Go ahead.
Before the decree bring forth.
In other words, this is a decree that's coming forth. And you need to know what this decree is so you can understand you're probably behind time. Go ahead.
Before the day pass as the chaff.
Yeah, before the day just start going real fast that you can't even keep up. Go ahead.
Before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you.
Before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you.
Before the day of Yah's anger come upon you.
Before the day of Yah's anger come upon you.
Seek ye Yahweh.
Seek ye Yahweh.
All ye meek of the earth, which have brought His judgment. Seek righteousness.
Seek righteousness.
Seek meekness.
Seek meekness.
It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger.
And the only reason He's telling you to seek is because you know you don't know it. See, if you knew these things, you wouldn't have to seek it. You wouldn't have to seek after it. You wouldn't have to search for it. It wouldn't need to be sought out because you will have it. But no, Yahweh said, gather yourself together to righteousness and seek meekness. Because He hadn't revealed it yet. You only think you know what you know. You only think you got what you got. Because if you had what you thought you had, this will be a different place. And let's get into the meat and the heart of things. Because I just want you to see the truth. You need to know about this salvation. Because it is going to come. And there is no salvation until righteousness is revealed. So they go hand in hand. And if you want to be saved, then these are the things you don't have to pay attention to. So if you want salvation, let's see if you want righteousness. The first place I want to turn to is in the book of Joel. In the book of Joel, the second chapter, and let's see what Yahweh has to say about righteousness. And once you get the book of Joel, I want you to go right to the second verse. And I want you to start reading at the first verse.
Joel 2, verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness.
Mm-hmm.
As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, here hath not been ever the like.
In other words, you already see right now what type of day of Yah is coming forth. This is what you have to look forward to. And since this is the day that Yahweh said you have to look forward to, and he has come, then I just want you to see what's going to help you to survive such a day. When you did read the second chapter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch what it says. In the 20, let's go to the 21st verse.
Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for Yahweh will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh your Elohim, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
And I'm going to add the word month really in here. But for the sake of argument, what do this mean? Why is he telling us to be glad, you children of Zion? Why should we rejoice? He just told us about a day of darkness, a day of gloominess. He talked about how terrible this day is because it's the day of Yah. So what do we have to be glad about? For he has given you the former rain moderately. And what is the former rain? Well, little do people know, the first thing one must receive before they're able to receive righteousness, they must receive a moraine. You can moraine. Yeah, what's a moraine? Well, this word rain comes from the Hebrew word, moraine. And why do you need moraine? Because it is the moraine that Yahweh was using to bring his righteousness. What is a moraine? A moraine is someone who will teach you and point things out to you and show you things that you might be able to come near unto Yah. Yahweh said he will do nothing but when he first revealed unto his servants the prophets. All you have to do is look this up and see if I'm telling you the truth. See if I'm lying to you. And not only he said, we have given you the former rain moderately, which I, again, come from the Hebrew word moray, which means teacher, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, the moray, and the latter rain in the first. And why? Because righteousness got to be revealed. How do you think it's going to be revealed and you don't even have a moray to reveal it? And this is the instrument that Yahweh will use. Don't trust me. Check it out for yourself. Because not only said that in the book of Joel, the 23rd verse. So watch what Yahweh says in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter. And see if I'm telling you the truth. See, this rain that Yahweh has proposed to bring to you is righteousness. And the one that he will use to bring it, this is my way. Watch what he says in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter. The 12th verse.
Sow to yourselves in righteousness.
Sow to yourselves in righteousness.
And reap in mercy.
Because that's what's going to happen when you sow to yourselves in righteousness. You're going to reap in mercy. Why do you think Noah found grace in his eyes? Because undoubtedly he sowed righteousness. And since he sowed righteousness, Yahweh found grace.
Break up your fallow ground.
And he said, break up your fallow ground. In other words, seek righteousness, seek meekness. That fallow ground of yours is your heart. Break it up so you can receive the truth. Break it up so you can receive righteousness. Break it up so you can receive the teachings that you have to get in order for you to come near unto Yahweh.
For it is time to seek Yahweh.
It is time to seek Yahweh.
Till he come and rain righteousness upon you.
Yeah, I know you think it's going to be rain, but no. It comes from the Hebrew word Yahweh, which means the same thing as Moreh, which means teach, to point out, to show. Well, what are they trying to show? What are they trying to teach? Righteousness. How can you learn about God without a teaching priest? Without a Moreh. Well, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you cannot. And Yahweh will rain this Moreh down so that you can finally learn the truth. I know you still don't believe me, so go to the book Hosea, the 6th chapter, and see if I'm telling you the truth. We see it in Joel, the 2nd chapter, the 23rd verse. We see it in Hosea, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. But watch what it says in Hosea, the 6th chapter, the 1st verse.
Come and let us return unto Yahweh, for he has torn.
He has torn.
And he will heal us.
He will heal us, though.
He has smitten.
He has smitten us, yes.
And he will bind us up.
Make no mistake about it. Don't fret. He will bind us up.
After 2 days, he will revive us.
He's going to wake us up. He's going to revive us.
In the third day, he will raise us up.
And we told you what the second represents. We told you what the third represents. So he will, and we will live in his life.
Then shall we know if we follow on to know Yahweh.
Now that statement is, that's it right there. Then shall we know if we follow on to know Yahweh. See, we got to want to do this. It's always an if. Some people will miss the rain. And I already told you what the rain is. The rain is the Moreh. Some people want to miss the rain. Just like the vast majority of the people miss the boat during Noah's time. And why? Because there is no salvation without righteousness. And watch what it says. then shall we know if we follow on to know Yah.
His going forth is prepared as the morning.
In other words, it's coming. Make no mistake about it, this is coming.
And he shall come to us as the rain.
He's going to come to us as the rain. It's not going to be rain, but he's going to come to us as the rain.
As the latter and former rain unto the earth.
And look up this rain to see if I'm telling you the truth. This rain is not drops of water. This rain is drops of a teacher. And what type of teacher? A teacher of righteousness that Yahweh will rain for you. What are you raining for this? But the vast majority of people typically is not ready for the business of Yah. He sends out people to the man in Canaan. Well, were they ready for the business of Yah? No. They came back with a bad report. Was our people ready to be free from Egypt? No. Because every step of the way, they complained and wanted to go back to Egypt. Were they ready for the business of Yah? Being put on naked, put butt naked on slave ships, going to a land that their fathers never even knew. And Yah had told them that they were going there before they went there. No, they were not ready for this business. They still gloried in their wickedness. And I may ask, Yahweh told us to seek him. And he said, if we seek him, we will find him. He told us to seek righteousness and seek meekness. That we might be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And we went around the country in 2015. Telling all the various leaders and brothers and sisters, we got to seek God. We got to seek righteousness. We have to seek meekness. For Yahweh said, if we seek Him, we will find Him. Do you think they were ready for His witness and wanted His witness? No. The mass majority of the people scorned us. Ridiculed us, talked about us, laughed at us. But that's okay. Because the day of Yah is still approaching. And we will see. We will see. What is this rain that Yahweh said? Will come to earth. What is this latter and former rain that will come to the earth? Don't believe me. Just look it up. And you will see that I'm telling you the truth. That there is no salvation without righteousness. As a matter of fact, you got people saying, we don't even need no more rain. Who is the more rain? Well, no rain is exactly who Yahweh is saying. And watch this in the book of Isaiah 51. Starting at verse 1.
Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness.
Still talking about righteousness. still talking about the things that must be revealed.
Ye that seek Yahweh.
Ye that seek Yahweh. How are you going to have righteousness if you don't even seek Yahweh?
Look unto the rock whence ye were hewn.
And I wonder what that rock that Yahweh is telling us to look unto.
And to the hole of the pit whence ye were digged.
And the hole of the pit whence ye are digged.
Look unto Abraham, your father.
Look unto Abraham, your father.
And unto Sarah that bore you.
And Sarah that bore you.
For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For Yahweh shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of Yah. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving in the voice of melody.
Yeah, Yahweh told us to look unto Abraham, especially all those that follow after righteousness, and all those that will seek Yahweh. And it makes total sense to me. Since he told Yoel, a righteous teacher will come, a Moray will come. Since he said the same thing to Hosea, in the 10th chapter and the 6th chapter. And then he told us to look unto Abraham, all those that follow after righteousness. So it makes total sense to me when I read Genesis, the 12th chapter. And let us read that. In the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, I want you to start reading at the very first verse.
Now Yahweh had said unto Abram, go thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you.
In other words, this one is Yahweh first called Abram, and he's telling him to separate himself from his family, and he's going to send him to a land that is for showing him.
And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll show you what type of blessing Abram is going to be.
And I will bless them that bless thee.
I will bless them that bless thee.
And curse them that curse thee.
And curse them that curse thee.
And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed in JC. No, nobody would be blessed in JC. JC never even came out of John's mouth. So why would it come out of your mouth? All the families of the earth will be blessed in me. And not just him. His descendants. And who are his descendants? The 12 tribes of Israel. And who are they? The house of Israel. But watch the land that Yahweh sent Abraham to after he was separated from his family. What verse?
So Abram departed as Yahweh had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came.
And into the land of Canaan they came.
And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem.
And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem.
Unto the plain of Moreh.
And the plain of Moray, what does Moray mean now? What is a Moray? And what? I never seen this before. Well, the plain of Moray, all you gotta do is look it up. It was the same word for rain. And it means teacher. And that's who our first teacher was. Abram. And watch what happened in this plain of Moreh. Continue reading.
And the Canaanite was then in the land.
And
Yahweh appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And unto thy seed will I give this land, and he builded he an altar unto Yahweh, who appeared unto him.
In other words, in the land of Canaan, unto the place of Sittim, unto the plain of Moreh. This is where Yahweh appeared to Abram, and this is where he built an altar unto Yah, who appeared unto him. And why? Did not I tell you Yahweh's salvation is near to come, and his righteousness is to be revealed? And how can any righteousness be revealed and there is no more wrath? Isn't that who Yahweh said he will rain down? Isn't that who the former and latter rain is? Did not Yahweh said he would do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants the prophets? Don't look at me. Look at Yah. And see if Yah is telling you the truth. Furthermore, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, watch what it says. To see if I'm telling you the truth. This book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. Let us start reading the 26th verse.
Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse.
A blessing and a curse. And now let me tell you. Nobody can bless you, and nobody can curse you, but Yah. And the only reason you are cursed today is not because of your enemies. That's why you got to sanctify Yahweh himself and make him your fear and make him your dread, because your enemies cannot curse you. And I'm going to show you that. They cannot curse you, nor can they bless you. Continue reading.
A blessing if ye obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other Elohim, which ye have not known.
So, curse if you don't obey, bless if you do obey. It has nothing at all to do with your enemy. Don't concern yourself about them. Don't concern yourself with the electric grid and the dollar bill and all the other things. Concern yourself with Yahweh, because he is the only one that can bless you, and he's the only one that can curse you. They have no power over you, unless Yahweh put you in their hands. And watch what Yahweh says.
And it shall come to pass, when Yahweh the Elohim have brought you into the land whither you go to possess it, that you shall put the blessing upon Mount Gizraim and the curse upon Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side of Jordan, by the way where the sun goeth down, in the land of the Canaanites, which dwell in the champaign over against Gilgal, besides the plains of Moreh?
Besides the plains of Moreh? And what is this plain of Moreh? And what do Moreh mean? And what would Yahweh rain down to us? the former rain and the latter rain. Is it not? In no way. Continue reading.
For ye shall pass over Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim giveth you, and ye shall possess it and dwell therein. And ye shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which are set before you this day.
Now, don't be curious. And you probably wonder why now. Well, even if you're telling the truth, who is this Moray? I knew you were going to ask me. And even if I told you, you won't believe me. But I'm going to tell you anyway. Because I'm going to tell you whether you are here or whether you are there. And let me show you who the Moray is. First place I want you to go to is in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. So you can see what's on the eyes and hear what's on the ears. In the book of Jeremiah 23, we're going to start at the very first verse so you can understand what I'm telling you is the truth.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahweh.
So first thing first, Yah got a controversy. He's got a problem. He's got issues with all the pastors that have scattered the sheep of this pasture. And you know who you are. Talking about you called by Yah to teach Yah people, and Yah called you to do nothing. All you've been doing is just leading. That's why the scriptures say the leaders of these people called them to act, and those that are led to them are destroyed. Talking about we can't keep the Sabbath. Talking about you can do whatever you want to do on the Sabbath day. You don't have to pay tithe to be blessed. All this false, foolish talk is all lies. Woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep in my pasture. You can keep the Sabbath day in your house. This is a bunch of stuff that has not came out of the mouth of Yah, and it's coming out of the mouth of people that Yah would then call to tell you anything. Watch what it says.
Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and have driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith Yahweh.
You don't have to pay the price for everything you done said and every person you done told and everybody you done misled. You don't have to pay the price. I told you. Right now, you can hide, but you can't run. And watch what Yah says.
And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whither I have driven them, and will bring them again into their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch.
And that's all we've been talking about, is righteousness. Because there is no salvation without righteousness. And he's going to raise unto David a righteous branch. And why? Go ahead.
And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Yehuda shall be saved.
That's when they're going to be saved.
And Israel shall dwell safely.
And that's when they're going to dwell safely. When this branch of righteousness is manifested. And why? Because there is no salvation. How are you going to be saved before you're righteous? That ain't how it works. The branch of righteousness must come first. And watch what it says.
And this is his name whereby he shall be called. Yahweh our righteousness.
In other words, we're going to be called Yahweh our righteousness. Do you know? Now do you see? By the former rain and the latter rain must come. Then what is that? Well, that's the more rain. How else you going to become righteous? Unless you taught to be righteous. But I know the vast majority of you is going to ignore what I'm saying. And just like in the time of Noah, you will miss the boat. Watch what it says in the book. Just read that out to the 8th verse.
Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that they shall no more say, Yahweh liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahweh liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.
And they not going to do it before they are righteous. You cannot go in a land with an uncircumcised heart. Righteousness must be revealed. And once it is revealed, then salvation will be received. Now, how are you going to receive all of this when God going to give you no rain? In the book of Jeremiah 33, turn there. And watch what it says in the 15th and 16th verse.
In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David.
What do you think this branch of righteousness is? And what do you think it's for? There is no salvation without righteousness.
And he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Yehuda be saved.
Yehuda will be saved. In other words, what this Lord means that the branch of righteousness come, he already in the land, and we out the land, and we the one need righteousness. No. The people got to be righteous before they go home. We learned all the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments in the wilderness before we went into the land. We kept the Sabbath day before we went into the land. And we got people talking about don't keep the Sabbath. You don't have to keep the Sabbath until you get home. You can listen to them if you want to. But just like Yahweh will rain down the branch of righteousness. Just like he will rain the rain, he will also allow the Satan to tempt him. And some will be taken and snared. And today, I'm trying to save you. And I pray that you understand what I'm telling you. Read that 15th verse again.
In those days, Yehuda shall be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, Yahweh our righteousness.
Yahweh our righteousness. Now, this is all about his righteousness. For Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. So it will magnify the law and make it honorable. This is what Yahweh said he would do. And you're not going nowhere unrighteous. Nowhere. Let me repeat. You're not going nowhere unrighteous. Especially home. And the only way you will be righteous is that God will provide you with his rain. And look up the rain that Yahweh said he will provide. Furthermore, Let me show you this in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. Once again, to let you know that these are things you have to be taught, and these are things that somebody's going to have to show you to do it for you. And watch what it says in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. How many scriptures you've seen before? Because they all are connected. Malachi 3:1.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the master whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith Yahweh of hosts.
And whoever this messenger of the covenant is, whom ye delight in, he's going to come. But watch this.
But who may abide the day of his coming?
Yeah, who's going, in other words, who? But who may abide the day of his coming? In other words, who going to recognize it? Who going to pay attention to it? Go ahead.
And who shall stand when he appeareth?
And who's going to stand up like a real man when he appeareth? And do what he says? That's why Yahweh says to righteousness and meekness. Because it's going to take a real righteous and meek person to stand when he appears.
For he is like a refiner's fire.
He's a refiner's fire.
And like fuller's soap.
In other words, he's going to clean you up. He's going to refine you. And why? Because Yahweh says the crooked thing's got to be made straight. And why? Yahweh said the darkness got to be made light. And why? Yahweh said he will bring you by a way that you knew not. Continue reading.
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver.
He even is going to purify the sons of Levi. That's why you don't have to preach before the prophets. Who do you think taught, refined, and anointed the priest? It's the prophet. But this man is the messenger of God. This man is the one who, if you don't delight in him now, you will. And watch what he will do. Continue reading.
And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness.
He is the branch of righteousness. He is the branch of righteousness. Did not Yahweh say his salvation is there to come? And his righteousness to be revealed? What do you think we're trying to reveal to you today? There is no salvation without righteousness. And righteousness is something that you must learn. Why do you think Yahweh will send you the rain? And with the rain? But until your eyes is open, because I know your eyes are closed right now, and you can't see everything that I'm telling you. But I can assure you, once you're able to see, you're going to know that I'm telling you the truth. I know you can't hear and understand everything that you're hearing, but I can assure you, once your ears become open, you're going to know I'm telling you the truth. But until then, all you have to do is this. In the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter, turn it. So don't worry about trying to believe me. Don't worry about trying to figure out me. Just do this. If you can do this, then you still do it. And watch what it says. And Zechariah, the 8th chapter, the 16th verse, and what does it say?
These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor.
Yeah, just speak the truth to your neighbor. Stop lying to one another. If you can do that,
execute the judgment of truth.
And execute the judgment of truth.
And peace in your gates.
Yeah, you can do these things. 17 verse.
And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And love no false oath, for all these things that I hate are things that I hate, save Yahweh.
Yeah, these are things that I hate. And lead to these things. If you don't see nothing else that I tell you, do that. And the last scripture is in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. Because I want you to see this. But all that has brought us to this. Micah, the 6th chapter, the 3rd verse. And what do it say?
O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
What have I done that you got a problem with me? Wherein have I just wearied you? And you just don't want to have none of me. Go ahead.
For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
Yeah, all the prophets I sent before you.
Oh, my people, remember now what Balak, the king of Moab, consulted and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of Yahweh.
You might know the righteousness of Yahweh. Look back. Reread that story that happened in Moab. What he told Balaam to do. But until you read it, I'm going to tell you. He told him to curse Israel. And what did Balaam say? How can I curse that which Yah has blessed? Nobody can bless you. Nobody can curse you. So all you have to do is sanctify Yahweh himself and let him be your fear. And let him be your dream. For Yahweh loves you. And so do I. Shalom.